Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you are with us. Now, last week, I played a best of, kind of a montage, a mix of a variety of shows relating to Independence Day, 4th of July, the Founding Fathers, the Framers, the Constitution Day, as well as other holidays of patriotic significance. And I thought that would be most relevant in light of not only the holiday, but the circumstances surrounding the holiday. And yes, it would have probably been more apropos to have done a more contemporary, more live show, but the material and the information was there. And I thought those of you that have not heard some of those prior programs as it relates to the importance and the import of that information that was conveyed, that's why I put that together. And I have to say that being able to record, there is some downside. There are some, but there's also upside. And the upside is that you can do editing. You can mix and match. You know, you can, I guess they call it mashup. But I mean, you can put together, from various files, a program that could be even more interesting, more in-depth. And that's what I'm able to do. So, I want to address several things. One is, Mount Rushmore. I thought it was a great idea that Trump went to Mount Rushmore. I thought it was a great idea that there were fireworks. There was the patriotic fervor and gathering and celebration. And so I applaud the president. Now, I am going to admonish him, but again, I'm not really anyone that's close to him. I'm not one that has his ear necessarily. I'm not one that is going to change his attitude. His belief, and I don't think he's ever spelled out with any kind of clarity why he refuses to wear a mask. Now, they like to say, oh, that's a face covering. Isn't that sweet and lovely? No, it's a mask. I think that if you are the president of the United States, and you're a role model, and you're setting an example, and your administration has a specific policy, don't you think it's a good idea for the leader of the free world, you know, the leader of our country, to set not only the tone and tenor, but the example? And I want to explain for a moment here what I mean by that. Now, when the president is doing a press conference, he takes the podium, he's at the White House. No, I don't want to see the president with a mask on. But if he's touring a factory, or he's in a hospital, or he's in close quarters, public gathering, that he's not able to socially distance, then it would be great to see him wear a mask, but not 100% of the time. Now, it reminds me now, if he didn't have a MAGA hat, you would never see Donald Trump with that hair. Ever, never, ever wear a hat. When I was a young guy, I still have all my hair, full head of hair. And, you know, you'd comb it or use gel or, you know, whatever it was. I didn't like to wear a hat when it was cold because I wouldn't have to fiddle or, you know, fix my hair. But as I matured and as I learned that more than 30% of your body heat evaporates or is diminished because that's how much you lose when you don't have a hat on. So in my latter years, of course, I started wearing a hat when it was cold, when it was sensible. And I think that Trump just feels like he doesn't want to have that look of that mask. I think there's only been a picture or two of him. I think when he wore it just for a very brief time at a particular ventilation factory, from what I recall. I think it was in Ohio. But I really think that the mask issue is hurting him. It's undermining his credibility. And credibility is believability. So I'd like to see the president and his administration not be giving mixed messaging and also setting the tone and tenor and taking the lead. Was he right on hydroxychloroquine, which I felt all along he was? Yes, he was. And I don't care what those competing studies. And I say competing because there's even more studies that have come out recently that talked about the success of hydroxychloroquine. And thank you, Mr. President from Brazil as well, for taking it, and he contracted that. Now, that leads me to my next point, because there have been Secret Service agents, there have been people close to the president that have contracted the virus non-fatally, but what if the president were to contract this? And I know he's got a lot of energy, and he seemingly is pretty healthy, considering he's a little overweight, but not, you know, for his height, it's not so bad. That's exaggerated. But nevertheless, when you're 74, I think he is now, give or take, 73, 74, as far as we know, he doesn't have any serious underlying health conditions. But he is part of that risk group with certain health risk factors. Let's say, if there have been other leaders of the world, most recently the president of Brazil, and what if President Donald Trump contracted the virus? And again, it's not just the image, but it's leadership, it's setting the example, it's what the enemy will use against you, your political and media enemies, and the enemies of the republic for the most part. So I'm just hoping and praying. Not only do I want to see the president remain healthy, electability, re-electability, if you will, I just hope and pray that this president, I hope he's protected. You can say the angels are protecting him, and that's all well and good, and I hope so. But if he gets that, you can pretty much say 100% goodbye to the presidency, because that'll be used against him over and over again. Now, besides the mask issue, and again, Bubba and the noose and NASCAR, just stay out of that. The FBI issued its report. It wasn't what it appeared to be. And if you want to have your son, Don Jr., you want to have Kimberly, his girlfriend, or you want to have Kellyanne or whomever, let them do the tweeting if need be. But why continue to stir that pot? And you cannot get reelected simply by relying solely on your base. You have to be able to expand that. And I'm going to tell you, well, I guess really, I'm really retelling you, that Biden, in all likelihood, will win Pennsylvania because his ties run so deeply. Not only was he born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, but he almost lives in Philadelphia. He's at the National Constitution Center and University of Pennsylvania, and then, of course, Delaware, our neighbor state. It's almost like an extension, an adjunct, if you will, a satellite, a state of Pennsylvania. And plus, he has that relationship, and that he has, to some degree, convinced America that he is the blue-collar type, middle-class kind of guy that will fight for those values of the blue-collar, the laborers, the factory worker, etc. But Trump barely beat Hillary. And so when Obama comes to Philadelphia for Biden, and when Biden continues spending more time here, which he does naturally, the suburban women that are frustrated with all the friction and all the upheaval, all the conflicts and chaos. Trump's not a rioter. You know, Trump is not directly causing social chaos and tumult. But does he, with his tweets and some of the issues that are kind of not as primary and not as directly relating to his job as president and his role as president, it gets in the way. It distracts. It disrupts. Now, is he a disruptor in chief? Yes. I don't mind disrupting the political system, but don't be throwing matches and gasoline onto the fire. Stop stirring the pot. Stay focused on the major issues. But I'm telling you, there are many people, and I call it the Trump fatigue syndrome, that are just tired of this. They think, erroneously, of course, that if you eliminate Trump as the president of the United States, and you have Biden, everything's just going to settle down. Everything's going to be just cozy and comfortable and get back to normal. Not so much. Because these folks that are doing the desecrating and the defacing and the defaming and the disgracing and the defunding, they're going to continue to push the envelope. Remember when Kaepernick said that it was about police brutality? But then on the 4th of July, it's about the 4th of July being a celebration for white supremacy. Oh, uh-huh. Okay, now anybody that wants to denigrate Independence Day, 4th of July, the birth of our nation, well, I say get up and get out. If you can't be patriotic on Independence Day, and you don't understand the significance that we wouldn't even be a nation today without those founders and framers and fighters and those revolutionaries, then you don't deserve citizenship here. You don't deserve residency here. You don't deserve to be called an American. So I say bye-bye, see you later, and hit the ejection button, and you're out of here. So we're going to get to not only the disrespect and the disgusting way that our founding fathers are being treated and being portrayed, but we're also going to get to the Confederate role of figures in history, the monuments, the statues, and all of that. Hold tight, right back, more to come. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. Cautionary note, just want to let you know that this was recorded after this segment aired. And I'm adding this because I'm not going to take credit for the fact that the president, I guess, was hearing from enough voices that it's not a bad idea to wear a mask, at least at times. And so the last day or two, there have been countless articles talking about Donald Trump wearing a mask. Now, the media got it wrong when they said the first time he wore a mask was when he went to Walter Reed Medical Center. And that's just completely untrue, because I had mentioned on this broadcast that he wore a mask more than a month ago when he was touring a factory that was actually making ventilators. I don't know if it was an automobile factory, but they converted over to make ventilators. It had to do with the National Defense Act. But nevertheless, he wore a mask part of the time when he was touring the factory. Then, of course, just the other day at Walter Reed Medical Center, visiting the injured warriors, he wore a mask. And then today, not only did he tweet him wearing a mask, but he also talked about the fact that wearing a mask is an act of patriotism. Wow. What a difference a day or two can make. Now, we know that President Trump concerns himself with polls, concerns himself with what people think, what people are saying, even though he may believe that certain polls are fake news. But nevertheless, he realized that he was not setting a great example, and there was an inconsistency in his administration's message and the fact that the president was not abiding by the administration's own guidance as it relates to wearing face covering. They love to say that rather than a mask. So here was the actual tweet that Donald Trump sent out with a picture of him with his mask. We are united in our effort to defeat the invisible China virus, and many people say that it is patriotic to wear a face mask when you can't socially distance. There is nobody more patriotic than me, your favorite president! Exclamation point. So I'm encouraged that the president realizes that this goes well beyond rankings and ratings, and that it's only commonsensical. I don't know about patriotic, but as it relates to just general hygiene, as it relates to health, shielding, protection, courtesy, as it relates to the interactions with others, then yes, I think it's a great idea. And I don't think the president has to wear a mask or don a mask all the time. But as you'll hear in this segment, I was explaining that, God forbid, that if President Trump were to contract the virus, his reelectability is diminished greatly. And of course, his credibility is at stake right now. And he's also bringing back the Fauci briefings. And so, he couldn't help himself, but he said, and we got great ratings. So Donald Trump is always concerned about image, ratings, popularity. But nevertheless, it's a good move. You know, even if he doesn't agree, which many of us don't agree with, you know, the medical czar, Fauci, the little dictator. The point of the matter is that it's a good idea to allow that information to be disseminated, and then people can decide for themselves. But I think the president is on the right track here. Glad to see it happening, and we'll keep you updated as time goes on.
the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. And continuing on with this train of thought, and it's about those that want to desecrate, deface, defame, disgrace, defund. They're the five D's. Now, this movement, Black Lives Matter, was originally, and I don't have all the research data in front of me here, but my recollection is that this was a very radical, progressive, left-wing, militant organization. Now it's become mainstream. Many in society have lost track of its roots. And that happens quite often when something becomes in vogue, something that becomes popularized. You forget how it came about. You know, we don't trace its roots, its foundation, its history. So we just accept that, oh, this is kind of a cool movement. This is a kind of a snapshot in this moment, in real time, that we're obsessed with. Now, I'm going to be very clear about this. Black lives do matter. All lives matter. Oh, the exception of serial killers and pedophiles, okay? And there's a few more that could be thrown into that category. And then the born and the unborn. The living and the near death, okay? Every life matters. The blue lives matter in terms of the police officers. The green lives matter in terms of our military. I don't agree with many of the military operations, especially if we don't have a strategic interest, if our nation state or our citizenry are not in harm's way. I don't agree with the police harassing or abusing anyone's rights, okay? But who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? When there is a break-in at your home, that if you've been assaulted, that if someone has been raped, someone has been murdered, or are you just going to call a civil servant, a social worker? Because they're talking about defunding, not reforming the police. Now, I think I have a pretty simple solution, but it won't go far enough for these radicals and these rebels without causes, because most of them, they don't really know what they're marching for. Most of them really don't know what they're getting themselves into. But there are a certain amount of people that, in good faith, see an act where this gentle giant Floyd was crying out for, I cannot breathe, I can't breathe. And the other police officers, I think they, you know, tried to talk to, you know, the main culprit, but they didn't, I wish they would have just pulled him aside, you know, pulled him off of him. But, you know, so much goes by, whether it's in the military, whether it's in law enforcement, there's like a code, you know, so in public, they're not going to generally stop one another. They're not going to contradict one another. They're not going to make that person look bad. But that's got to change. Loyalty is something that needs to be earned. There needs to be respect. And you also have to follow the rules. And quite frankly, you know, whether it's chokeholds, which we've seen, whether it's knees that are also choking, and for many, many minutes, no, it's unjustifiable. It's unconscionable. And it's murderous activity. It's criminal. That's what it is. But let's just say that a tenth of 1% of the men and women in blue are bad apples. So it needs to be excised. It needs to be extracted from the police force. So, very simple. Now that when they look at officers involved in controversial, critical situations, they then look at, okay, what's their prior work history records? And wow, most of them, they have, I guess you could call it a police rap sheet with their violations, with their abuses, with their reprimands. So that'd be a very easy way for every police department to go back into the files of each officer and see how many situations have been uncalled for, how many situations they have been accused of, reprimanded, and if they're severe enough, they gotta go. They're gone. Goodbye. See you. You're out of here. If they're severe enough that they warrant any kind of legal enforcement of these violations or further investigation, by all means. And then if they're minor, if they were disputable, it wasn't clear in terms of whether they were guilty of those accusations, well, then they are kept, with a watchful eye by their commanders. But if they're assigned to a desk job, the phone and the desk and the files. So you could start cleaning house. And then, of course, better training. So I absolutely believe that there should be reform. I felt this way all along. But so why does it take a single act? And there have been many similar despicable, disgusting, and gut-churning police enforcement abuses and violations of human rights. Well, just think of the season. Okay, we're in a political season. Also, you've had people cooped up unnecessarily for way too long. So it's a powder keg ready to go off. So many of these folks can justify exiting from their quarantine, those that were actually abiding by it. They can socialize in masses and in masks or not. And with almost impunity, they can operate either legally or illegally as it relates to the type of protest. But this gave them license to loot. This gave them liberty to loot, to riot, and to even maim and murder. Now, thankfully, it took a little time, but Bill Barr, Trump administration, federal law enforcement, are now starting to investigate, and I think in conjunction with some police departments, that if they weren't so demoralized and felt so marginalized, that they were also trying to find, because of all the surveillance cameras. But just think of this. There weren't the mandatory mask rules and regulations. Many of these folks that were the vandals, that were the looters, the louses, they would be more clearly identified. But wearing the mask has been able to shield the identities and not look out of place because that's the Fauci rule. So it's very ironic in a way that now we're all going to look like bank robbers. We're all going to look like the bad guys. And so it's going to be much more difficult to more definitively identify the looters, the rioters, the maimers, and the murderers. And so it was the perfect storm for folks to be able to, in their own minds, justify. And then the media, who are co-conspirators, they talked as though all the protests were peaceful and that it's something to be proud of and that it was almost like there was a protective shield that you're forgiven of your COVID sins and that you would not have to worry. There'd be no spreading the disease. So there'll be no super spreading because, you're out there for justifiable social justice causes. And so there's not going to be any surges relating to protests, but only the protests that people, if you're protesting a mask or you're protesting the fact that you've been denied your free will and liberty to work or that you've been called a non-essential worker. But yeah, so if you in any way protest the government, the governors, the mayors, most of them Democrats, for them ruining your lives, your livelihood, the American way of life, then yeah, you're a super spreader and you've created the surge and you're worse than any looter, any rioter, and that your freedom of speech, even though it's peaceful, 100% peaceful, doesn't equate with social justice-related causes. Black lives matter. And again, I'm going to say it again. Black lives do matter. Absolutely. And there was a knucklehead here in Philadelphia that they got on camera, and they believe me, they used that footage everywhere in the United States throughout the mass media. The mainstream mass media showed this guy that was tearing down Black Lives Matters posters. The reporter and someone on the street there were yelling to him, do Black Lives Matter? Yelling out to him. And he says, no, they don't. Well, that's a knucklehead. Okay, if you're unhappy with the fact that they're tearing down statues, they're defacing and destroying monuments, statues, you're protesting the radical nature of these protests. That's one thing. But to actually say that they don't matter, if you were to say, well, maybe the movement itself is dubious, or that the funding or the publicity they're getting is somewhat disingenuous, that's one thing. But to actually say in response, and then they make it sound like that's probably how all people that are not taking a knee, that are not kneeling at the altar of Black Lives Matter, that you are a white supremacist, and that, see, we got him on camera. This one guy says, no, they don't matter.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you are still with us. You know, I want to go through those five D's again. Desecrate, deface, defame, disgrace, and defund. Now, when you really think of this, you've got these looters and rioters, and they're maiming and murdering. Many, we found, were not only defacing and desecrating statues, monuments, but they were also, besides the looting, and they were destroying. Oh, that's six. So we got to add destroying to the list as well. So they're destroying, I can even put devastating, but they are devastating the properties of many hardworking store owners, which many, in fact, are minority small business owners. And not only were they looting and rioting, vandalizing, burglarizing, but they were also destroying government property beyond small businesses and neighborhoods. And they were destroying police vehicles. And we found that in the so-called Chad or Chaz and all these autonomous zones that they've declared, whether it be Seattle and other places in Atlanta, that they're also killing their own. So was it really all that much about police brutality? Well, that's for you to decide. But how do you take a movement seriously when they are committing criminal acts and acts against persons and property and against those that are vulnerable and at risk, those that actually, in many instances, are supportive of your ideals, and many that are of your heritage and background, race and creed. It's ridiculous. But to want to whitewash history and want people that are not of color to take a knee and bow at the altar of Black Lives Matter. And I know the average person, they're not going to do the research to find out who the founders and what the organization itself, and it is an organization, a corporation, if you will, Black Lives Matter. I know the average person that puts the little emblem on their social media, puts on a t-shirt, or writes a little sign, a little placard, that the average person, they want to see institutional reform. They want to see equal justice, that they are wanting to see social justice. But that 10%, again, I know that many times when we say that, well, there's only a few bad apples and it's always less than a tenth of 1%. But no, there's a good 10% of this Black Lives Matter movement. And trust me, it is a movement. And it's been around quite some time. But it's becoming more in vogue now. It's becoming more popularized. It's becoming more politically correct. But I can guarantee you that if you were to do the research, you would find, and I plan to do more myself, that this is a very militant, revolutionary, communist-like organization. And it's about the overthrow of the United States government. And it's about whitewashing history. And it's about, I mean, here are this, it's interesting, this group and others that have now gone beyond police brutality. And it's about the founding fathers. And it's about our history and our holidays and our heroes and also sports teams. And so they want to attack and tear down everything and remake it. So they want to overthrow the current form of government and our society as we know it. And isn't essentially that's what they're fighting against when they talk about the Confederate flag, the Confederate States, the Civil War. And so the South was rebelling against the North. Slavery, a part of that rebellion, and part of, but not the full reason. So essentially we have a civil war in this country now, and it's gonna be enacted through the Black Lives Matter movement. Antifa there, of course. I haven't heard Black Panthers, but I guarantee you they're also involved. And any communist revolutionary and socialist group will also be there. Hollywood will be there. And so you have people like Danny Glover, that are talking about white supremacy, talking about defunding the police. And these guys made their money, many of these Hollywood actors, some of color, some of, you know, Black in particular, that played detectives, police officers, law enforcement, or military. And I don't see them donating their past paychecks. So we have Kaepernick that is wanting us to take a knee to white supremacy and the Founding Fathers, and that Independence Day, 4th of July, is a celebration for white supremacy. Really? So the British, you're almost as though you're talking about the British Empire as being maybe like the African Empire that we fought? Maybe you don't understand this, but believe it or not, there actually were African-American soldiers in George Washington's army. So we cannot have heroes. And especially if they are, even if they were abolitionists, even if they were anti-slavery, even if they were pro-black rights that fought for the rights of African Americans, they don't count either. So the whole history of the United States of America has to be retold, rewritten, and has to be whitewashed. So we have the statues, the monuments, plaques, any tributes. If it happens to be a white person, regardless of whether they were a slave owner or not, regardless of whether they actually helped create the greatest nation on earth, and even though we continue to perfect the Union, and we continue to improve upon and better the opportunities and the way of life for everyone. So now we've got, whether it be a football team, a baseball team, basketball team, if there's any name that people are uncomfortable with, that are deemed politically incorrect, even if it is a Native American name like the Seminoles or the Braves, that could be college, could be pro, that actually is a tribute, that actually is portraying Native Americans in a favorable, positive light, and that Native Americans actually embrace those team names and logos. They're on the chopping block, too. Now, Washington Redskins, that's a little bit more sensitive. But how many players over the years have been silent and been supportive of the team name, the logo? Matter of fact, many times you hear in pro football teams, and I guess other teams too, but it seems to be more prevalent. Like, for instance, the Eagles, they'll say the birds. I never liked that term. You know, I think it should be the Eagles. The Washington Redskins will say the Skins, which I guess could make your skin crawl a little bit when you really think about that term. But yeah, everything's going to be homogenized. Everything's going to be scrutinized. Everything's going to be going through politically correct censors. Now, I mentioned earlier, I think, well, I'm going to be honest with you, I had taped a segment that I hit the wrong button and erased the entire segment, so I'm having to redo it. But let me just say this, that Columbus, Ohio, the Buckeyes, Ohio State University, guess where they're located? Columbus, Ohio. So if you're in Columbus, Ohio, what are they going to be called now? Buckeye City? What name is going to be appropriate? You know, the attack on Christopher Columbus it's been huge. Many, many statues are being desecrated and defamed, destroyed. Now, I'm glad that Bob Barr, I'm glad that federal law enforcement, the Trump administration, are starting to take very seriously these crimes. And they're serious crimes. And that kind of, their defense is that, well, these were political acts. Well, no, anytime you destroy something, deface something, well, you know, you're going to face criminal charges. Now, I'm glad that the penalties will be steep. That'll be severe, up to 10 years. But with this mask mentality, you know, thanks, medical czar Fauci, the Fauci rule, mandatory mask, that, although he was not in favor of masks in the beginning, hypocrisy, of course, that all these political provocateurs, these destroyers and desecrators, they are able to shield their identities. They're able to shield their identities because it's the norm now to wear a mask. So it's more difficult to identify the perpetrators of these crimes, which is sad in and of itself. More to come. Hold tight. Right back.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show. Liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Okay, we're back. Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Reports. Tom Donahue Show. There were a couple things I wanted to address in this final segment, and that is going back to the previous segment where we touched on sports teams, their logos, their names, their brands, their identities, and the fact, and mascots, that there's pressure now to change those. And then there's also now an acceptance by, so it seems, by colleges and pro teams that they may, and again, some of this, I guess, will be finalized in terms of voting and being more uniform as it relates to the uniforms, but they are going to be allowed and actually they're going to be encouraged to place certain emblems, social justice logos, emblems, mottos, catchphrases, whatever, onto their uniforms. Could be on their helmets, could be on their pads, could be, you know, on their pockets, you know, whatever. So my question happens to be, if this is a form of social justice, free speech, First Amendment, then why not allow for the American flag? Why not allow for MAGA? Why not allow for religious symbols? Why not allow for biblical quotes? Why not allow for any religious, social, political, free speech in terms of, and again, it would have to be in good taste, of course, but nevertheless, I can guarantee you this will not be happening. It's going to be BLM, Black Lives Matter. It's going to be only pertaining to what's politically correct and deemed in vogue at this moment in time. So I think that if in fact they're going to politicize social justice causes with logos, with emblems, then I think it opens Pandora's box in a good way for those that want to show their patriotic support for our country. So you want to kneel, take a knee? Well, then we're going to have a flag that you're going to have to look at on our lapel, or a flag pin. Or we're going to have an image of Christ. Or we're going to have an image of Jefferson or Washington or Lincoln or various other political figures and heroes. But I guarantee you, it's going to only be there to appease and be politically correct in this moment. So how do we go from police brutality, which is insidious, which is insane, although still in a very small percentage within law enforcement. And I do believe in police reform. And I do believe in having a well-equipped, well-educated, and also socially responsible police force. But who are you going to call when you've got the whether it's the rioter, the looter, the burglar, the arsonist, the rapist, the murderer, when they're at your doorstep, or they're actually already, in terms of breaking and entering, they're in your home? Are you going to call the social worker? Are you going to call the community activist? Well, remember, you're supposed to be without a weapon. They don't believe in the Second Amendment. But the thugs, the goons, the gangbangers, the criminal element within society will always have weapons. So go figure. So they want to defund the police, not reform it, defund it, defang it, and literally destroy. So when they say defund, what they're saying is, we're going to eliminate the police department. And it's Minneapolis, whether it's other cities within certain states that are wanting to completely defund and demolish the police force. So we are, we talk about civil unrest. We are really in a civil war. And it's not just North versus South. It's not just white versus black. It is political ideology. And it's beyond just political parties. But we are having a breakdown of the social and moral fiber of our society. And I, quite frankly, I'm beside myself as to how this is going to in any way resolve itself. So we have the medical czars, we have the media manipulators, we have the political demagogues, these tiny tyrants that want to control our lives, that want to dictate to us who's essential, who's not, who can go to work and how you're going to go to work, where you're going to live, how you're going to pay for things, how are you going to socialize or not socialize. Everything is now being dictated by these little demagogues and these little tiny tyrants. So we are really in a social, moral, and political breakdown and meltdown. It's not just civil unrest, it's borderline civil war. And it's actually multiple civil wars, if you will, if you were really to break down all the different elements that are combustible and that are at issue, you know, that are competing forces within our society. And it's really a sad state of affairs that we are in. I really loved President Trump going to Mount Rushmore, and I really loved the fact that he gave a speech in complete defense of the founders and framers and our American heroes and legends. And also he gave a speech in defiance of the media and political left and progressives and these devastators and defacers and defamers and desecrators and defunders and just simply the destroyers of the American way of life, the whitewashing of our country, the refounding and the reforming and the reframing of our country. And it was so patriotic, and it was, you know, really quite a wonderful event, and I'm really glad that he did that. And I'm also very glad that Bill Barr, President Trump, federal law enforcement, has stepped up their cases and stepped up their enforcement of these criminal assailants that have defaced and that have desecrated and have destroyed statues, monuments, plaques, anything relating to history. And the way they frame Independence Day and the way that they frame any celebration of America, of our history, our roots, it is so repugnant and so unpatriotic and so wrong to classify anyone that celebrates Independence Day as racist, as white supremacy, as though we're unpatriotic. So you're supposed to negate and you're supposed to expunge anything that's not politically, culturally acceptable in today's times. Okay, we're dealing with hundreds of years prior that things were looked at in a different light. Things were not done in the ways good, bad, or indifferent. And so that everything should be whitewashed, everything should be retold, reframed, rebranded. So if you are not down with Independence Day, that means that essentially you're saying we should have stayed under the subjugation of the British, that the framers and the founders are not worthy of recognition, that they actually bestowed upon us the greatest nation with the most liberty, any country in the entire world, in mankind and in general. So again, I just hope that we were finding that President Trump does get distracted and he does get into these petty feuds and he sometimes misplaces priorities, and I hope he gets more refocused. I hope that he re-strategizes I love these commercials and the way they're framing Joe Biden. But Joe Biden could win by default by simply staying out of the limelight, by just simply from time to time, like Pop Goes the Weasel, he just appears in cyberspace for something brief and, you know, or a text or an email. And Trump's taking all the heat. Trump is, unfortunately, going to be blamed for COVID, economic despair, for the civil unrest, when in fact, it's Trump trying to quell the civil distress and unrest, the looters and the rioters and these criminal marauders that are malicious, malcontents, that are out to undermine, sabotage not only the President of the United States, but the American system, our American country, our foundation, our heritage, our roots. So we're dealing with the most unpatriotic and the most heinous and the most reprehensible and the most despicable and most diabolical forces. Trump, people that are conservative, Christian, that just really love this country, that we're up against. And anyone that is patriotic, anyone that is proud to be an American, are having to endure these malevolent forces that are demonically inspired, no doubt. We're going to have to continue the good fight against these demons and these depraved, destructive, diabolical forces. And that's all I have to say for this week. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Reports. Have a great rest of the week. Thank you for tuning in. It's TomDonahueReports.com for the podcast and everything relating to this show. Thanks to the affiliates, and thanks to you, the listener, most importantly. May God bless America. Till we meet again, have a great day.
Check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.